WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Hit me!
'52 and 1962 were years on the brink, years when rock and roll found itself coming together. In 1972, things were falling apart, although few people really noticed at the time. But scanning a list of Billboard magazine's number one pop hits of the year, it's now obvious that fragmentation was what the year was all about. On the one hand, there were the pop charts.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say brandy.
The Looking Glass from New Brunswick, New Jersey, singing about the prostitute Brandy, who had a heart of gold, pure, catchy escapism. Then, on the other hand, there were records that were selling very well, but not charting nearly to the extent they were popular.
Stay with me. Stay with me. For tonight you better stay with me. Oh, yeah. Stay with me.
The Faces, with Rod Stewart, were attracting concert audiences, selling albums, and were all but inescapable on FM radio, but were nowhere to be seen on the pop charts. At least black music was still crossing over, which meant you could listen to top 40 radio without getting too ill.
I'm so in love with you. Whatever you want to do is all right. Spend my life with you. Me say, sing.
But the consensus audience that had formed in the mid-60s as the result of the Beatles' incredible popularity was eroding, and it was largely radio's fault. Whereas in 1967, pop radio could take a chance with a record like The Doors' Light My Fire, by 1972, radio was falling prey to consultants whose magic word narrowcasting seduced radio executives into believing that they could get bigger profits by getting rid of some of their audience. Thus, much of the most creative music of the time wound up on FM underground stations, where you could hear Van Morrison's Tupelo Honey, or all 22 minutes of Whipping Post to remind you of what a great guitarist Duane Allman had been, or maybe, late at night, Iron Man by Black Sabbath. What you could not hear on one of those stations, though, was black music. That had started disappearing there before Jimi Hendrix died. And as for country music, it was a despised, little-known music for dumb hillbillies as far as the mainstream was concerned, although it was undergoing its last golden age in 1972. And speaking of minorities, 1972 was the year of one of the most famous invisible hit records of all.
See how I'm walking, see how I'm talking, no.
The Detroit Emerald's Feel the Need sold over 350,000 copies in 1972, but because of the way the charts were set up, it never even hit the soul charts. But the record became an anthem in gay discotheques across the country, and, despite emerging gay pride, there was no more underground place to have a hit. It would take a couple of years before the record business caught up with this phenomenon, and a couple of more years before mainstream Americans would dare to enter a disco. So, unless you were hip enough to be reading Cream magazine, or plugged in enough to be getting free records from a few major record companies, or you lived in a very sophisticated place like New York, 1972 was a vacuum year, the year of Gilbert O'Sullivan singing Alone Again, Naturally, and Helen Reddy declaring I Am Woman. Soul music was sweet, the hippies were mellowing out in the country, and, if my memory serves me well, I was bored silly with it all. Still, it would get worse before it got better.
Ed Ward writes for the Austin Chronicle. Fresh Air's senior producer is Danny Miller. Our engineers this week are Thad Kirk, Audie Voblaitis, and Richard Parker. Roberta Schrock directed today's show. Fresh Air's theme music was composed by Joel Forrester. It's performed by the Microscopic Septet. I'm Terry Gross.